Hello, everybody. This is Marithwin talking, and I'm about to answer a questionnaire. So let's take a look. So this is Baller Truths Baker Dozen questionnaire. Random topics. Won't this be fun? So let's see. I've only glanced at these, so we'll see what I can do. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, how's your week been so far? Like a 6, I'd say. Tight deadlines at work, what can I say? What is your usual alarm clock sound? If it's a song, what song? I have the, like, most annoying alarm. It's basically meant to piss me off enough that I'll turn it off. So it's one of those high-pitched do-do-do-do-do-do-do things that gets progressively louder. So it wakes me up, does its job, and it pisses me off every morning. What is your favorite snack? This is a good one. Like, my go-to snack is plain popcorn, because I'm boring. What is your favorite non-alcoholic drink? Hot chocolate, hands down. What are some audio tags that will make you more likely for you to hit play on a recording? This is tricky because sometimes I don't even want to reread my own scripts, which is hilarious. I prefer listening to male voices, so if it's like M for all or female or M, then I will consider it. Trying to think here. Okay, I am a bit of a sucker for sweet. I'm a bit of a sucker for sweet combined with dominant. So, I don't know. Like those contrasts, right? And plot. Anything that has plot. I'm just like, yes! Let me get my soap opera fix right now, people! This is awesome! So yeah. So that'll make me more inclined. Occasionally historical, but sometimes not at all. So, I don't know. Depends on the mood I'm in. Is there an audio topic you wish had more attention? I'm assuming that's going to be, like, a tag or something that you're looking for. And I can honestly go on and on about, like, sexuality, sex, and all this other stuff. And talk about how I think that, like, a foreplay tag is kind of BS if you're saying that foreplay includes fingering, blowjob, and basically anything that's not penis and vagina sex. But yeah, like I wish we'd discuss about how, like, the prevailing thing in sexuality studies right now is kind of dismissing that myth of what foreplay is, and that sex is far more inclusive than we think it is. But that's like probably not for this quiz. I think the other one I want to see more discussion of is, like, I'm really fascinated by this notion of creating erotic audio plays, and I may or may not be experimenting with that. If something good comes of it, then you might see something in a few months of me, like, making an attempt at it. But we'll see. Like, yeah, so I guess, yeah, audio erotic radio plays. I'm kind of interested in that and how it would play out. And also the debate of whether or not to give the listener a voice when you do something like that. Like, is it something where you want them to be a character, or is it something where you'd want to construct this world around the listener? And what are the advantages and disadvantages with doing it that way? So, and where does the impact of special effects have on the immersion of that. So yeah, that's kind of stuff I want to talk about in small group settings, because large group settings can get interesting. But yeah, there you go. If your friend was going on a low-tech vacation, what 3 books would you recommend they take? See, I listen to audiobooks, so, like, half of my decision is made on the narrator. It's also going to depend on the friend and what they want. Like, I think if you're going to go nonfiction, Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs by, is it Caitlin Doherty? That's a fun one. I always recommend China Melville, Meville, I've heard it pronounced both ways, to people. In terms of narration, though, Kate Mulgrew has a really good narration voice. I think it was exceptionally on display with when she recorded The Fireman by Joe Hill. So that was lovely to listen to. These are a lot of white authors, damn it. That's not good. That's not good at all. And I can't like say Reading Rainbow because, you know, you'd need a bit more tech for that. But yeah, so it's authors I'd probably recommend, and it's recommendations I'd make based on narration. So that doesn't help with a low-tech vacation. I'm sorry, that was a terrible answer. I apologize. Let's just move on and see if we can forget about that flub of an answer. What is your comfort food? It can be a meal, a snack, a treat, whatever it puts you in a happy place when you eat it. A really, really good chocolate lava cake. Really good, like warm, fresh chocolate lava cake. They are awesome. What is your favorite pet name, honorific, or nickname to be called? So what's interesting is, aside from my like professional day job type thing, I actually have a ton of nicknames that have developed over the years. And I don't necessarily have a favorite. It's kind of awful. Like, I know on here, Merithwin is a bit of a mouthful for people to say. So I've been called Mary, I've been called as a short form, which is fine by me. I have no problem with that. I think it's cute. In my mind, though, it's pronounced Murray. And that just makes me smile because in my mind, it's being said like, Murray, Murray, get over here, Murray. So to me, it's amusing. Yeah, like I don't really have a favorite. I don't know. Honorific, though, I do. I prefer Miss. Not Ms. Miss. MS. Because at least where I'm from, MISS is pronounced Ms, and I prefer Miss. So, yeah. That's an honorific. Sure, why not? I'd love to say like dame or lady or something, but I have not been bestowed that sort of a title. So I can't say something like really super fancy like that. Oh wait, I do enjoy it if somebody says not madam, not that nut. No, when they pronounce it in a funny way, like madame, like something like that. That's just amusing to me and fun. So yeah. Let's keep going. I keep using filler words like and stuff. It's to denote me scrolling through the questions because you can't see me doing that, so I assume it's boring for all of you. 11. What fictional character would you sleep with if you had the opportunity, and what makes them the object of your affections? So there actually currently, no, there's not one. Kind of grew out of that phase. So when I was younger, like preteen, everybody talks about their sexual awakening being Labyrinth or something because of the codpiece. And I'm sorry, it's a codpiece or a jockstrap or something. Like if you've been around dancers or something, like I'm like, and that's a part of the costume. Your point. I can understand it, but I guess like my sexual awakening in my like preteen years was watching Richard Sharpe of the Richard Sharpe series. And I think I mentioned in like a previous questionnaire that I am horribly embarrassed by the fact that that is the voice accent combo that like I would forgo all my other standards for sleeping with someone for that like voice. accent combo. It's terrible. So it haunt that haunts me and follows me even into adulthood now. Well into adulthood now. So, Joy, what is the best gift you ever received? You are all going to be very disappointed by this because, like, my top 5 to 10 gifts that I've ever received are all from people who have requested never to be mentioned here. So I can't even mention the gift, and that's out of respect for them. So you're not going to be able to hear that, and you know, it is what it is. We have to respect the people who are in our related families, our found families, our creative families. We have to respect the people close to us. So that being said, this question is basically going to be, what is the best gift I've received that I can talk about here? So, and that's a tricky one. That really, really is. That is a tricky one. It is a tricky. I'm going through my list and going through my Rolodex in my head of like what can I mention here? Oh boy. Okay. So way back. So after I started working, had my own money, a friend of mine, we were talking about stuff. And it came, I was like, I hate bras. I don't see the point to it. I hate it. And she's like, have you ever been fitted? I was like, no, you just like walk in and ask for a size, right? She's like, oh my God. So she actually took me to this like boutique and got me, like, it was like a 2-hour process of the fitting didn't take very long, but it was finding the right combinations because there's like the sister size thing and all of this other stuff. I do recommend for women with a more muscular upper body, you definitely should be going through your sister sizes because any muscle you have in the upper body is actually going to kind of throw that off, unless you're looking at a sports bra. But yeah, that was like, and she helped me get like my first bra that didn't dig and didn't piss me off and didn't make me feel horrible about my body or something. So that was actually like a really good gift. And then it sparked my journey into like undergarments and lingerie and like clothes that I actually liked wearing and costuming and all of that other stuff. So that was, and I do actually think that there is something to be said about finding clothing that makes you feel how you want to feel and makes you feel comfortable in your own skin. I think there is something to be said for that and the power that that can have for a person, especially in terms of self-expression. So yeah, so that's the best gift I've ever received that I can talk about here. And 13, what song gets annoyingly stuck in your head? This is easy. It is MILF by Fergie, and I'm gonna own that, and I'm not gonna be ashamed of it. That thing will get stuck in my head at the worst possible moments, and it will stay stuck in my head for weeks at a time. And the way I get a song out of my head is I have to listen to the song. So everyone around me gets to like have that annoyingly stuck in their head. I don't know why it gets stuck in my head. I don't know why I find it that catchy, but it does. So I think it's MILF Money. It's not just MILF, it's MILF Money. Milk Money, sorry, by Fergie. I just checked it now. So yeah, that song gets annoyingly stuck in my head. And I will own it. I will own that song. You can judge me if you want. So yeah, so that's like 14 minutes of me talking. I think that's enough right now. And I am happy that y'all are okay listening to my squirrel girl voice. Oh yeah. So here we go. I have been told that I sound like Squirrel Girl when I talk. I've also been told that I sound like a hive of buzzing bees. So you can let me know in the comments if you agree with that assessment of my voice or not. Have an awesome day, evening, night, morning, afternoon, wherever you are. See ya.